Washington, D.C., Congress has given the green light to the Post Office Department to raise first-class rates. From now on, the cost of mailing that weekly letter home to the post will increase from 3 cents to 4. Here are some reactions to the new 4-cent stamp.
When I first recall buying stamps, it was 2 4 and it all 3 4 a dime. And those stamps of summer, it said it is time. If I took the shoes and put on the crown, ladies and gentlemen, 4 cent stamp. Said he was sorry, folks, he's due. Rain, snow, or sleet, the mail's gotta go through. He said,
Dateline Moncrief, N.C. Mr. Winston Good is a lonely, dejected man today as he kept close to his radio and telephone. He is eagerly awaiting news of his fiancée, long overdue on her flight from Australia. Mr. Good is overcome, and his only words are, how much did she love him? How much did she really love him?
Invigorating, you'll be hand-to-training. You believe I was just my grandma.
in overflowing parks. Dateline, Parkland, USA. Happy children throng the fun areas of our country on a perfect summer's day. A group of youngsters were approached by our reporter, and in answer to his query of what do you want to be when you grow up, one replied,
I don't want to wait till I grow up. I want to be something right now.
Rockefeller, he'd never make a dollar. If you've heard this, I'll stop.
They laughed.
50, wanting you. Sounds reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune.
They all said we never could be happy.
They laughed at us and how. But who's got the last laugh?
Who's got the last laugh? Ha ha ha!
The music section, headline, Minestrone Sing. Last night at Town Hall, an audience overflowing into the streets had a unique experience at the recital of Giovanni Minestrone, the star of La Scala. The audience took their seats. The accompanist seated himself at the Steinway. At the Steinway. And Signor Minestrone made his entrance.
She becomes jealous, suspicious, exacting, and an utter nuisance. I find that the moment I become friends with a woman, I become selfish and tyrannical. So here I am, a confirmed old bachelor, and very likely to remain so. After all, I'm an ordinary man. who desires nothing more than just the ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man am I, of no eccentric whim, who wants to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. Just an ordinary man. But let a woman in your life, and your serenity is proof. She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then go on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you. Oh, let a woman in your life, and you are up against the wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind. And so rather than either, you do something else that neither likes at all. You want to talk of Keats or Milton, she only wants to talk of love. You go to see a play or ballet and spend it searching for her glove. Oh, let a woman in your life, and you invite eternal strife. Let them buy their wedding bands for those anxious little hands. I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be drilling than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a very gentle man, even-tempered and good-natured, whom you never hear complain, who has the milk of human kindness by the quart in every vein. A patient man am I, down to my fingertips, a man who never could, ever would, let an insulting remark escape his lips. Just a very gentle man. But let a woman in your life, and patience hasn't got a chance. She will ask you for advice, your reply will be concise, then she'll listen very nicely, then go out and do precisely what she wants. You were a man of grace and polish, who never spoke above a hush. Now all at once you're using language that would make a sailor blush. Oh, let a woman in your life, and you are plunging in a knife. Let the others of my sex tie the knots around their necks. I'd prefer a new edition of the Spanish Inquisition than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a quiet living man who prefers to spend his evenings in the silence of his room, who likes an atmosphere as restful as an undiscovered tomb. A pensive man am I, of philosophic joys, who likes to contemplate, meditate, free from humanity's mad inhuman noise. Just a quiet living man. But let a woman in your life, and your sabbatical is through. In a line that never ends comes an army of her friends, comes to jabber and to chatter and to tell her what the matter is with you. She'll have a booming, boisterous family who will descend on you en masse. She'll have a large Wagnerian mother with a voice that shatters glass. Oh, let a woman in your life! Let a woman in your life!
Mrs. Pete Whittle has a husband in Montreat and one in Davidson.
Tomorrow is here, and all.